Good day and welcome everybody to Mia's History Podcast. So today I want to talk about the time after the Second World War and how life was then for the people. So I had a very interesting talk with my grandfather and he told me about some things he had to live. And I just want to share it with you, and yeah, I hope you like it. We write the year 1947. Germany lost the war, and now it was over. But life was hard for the people who lived in Germany and also in other countries. So we talk about Norbert Bartnik. He was at that time 8 years old. He and his mother and his siblings lived in Kaltwasser, Silesia, which was now a part of Poland again and not of Germany anymore. So his father just died because of an accident. And so the mother was alone with all the children. And they got the choice from Poland if they want to become the Polish citizenship. Or if they want to leave the country. So on December 24th, Norbert's mother, Charlotte, said that to the children that they would leave the country. When they got to the city in Silesia, the mother found, just after a bomb attack, another mother with a child in her arm. The mother was dead and the child was crying in his arms of his mother. And that's why she decided to adopt this child, because she said she couldn't just leave it there. So Charlotte was not just with her own children, but with one child more. And she wanted to flee to Eastern Germany. So that was really hard there. So they got on a train and they left. So when they arrived in Köln, they didn't have anything. So they got a place, but it wasn't really a place, it was more like just a room. And they all had to live in this one room, and it was freezing because it was the middle of the winter. I mean, and they didn't have an oven or blankets and much. So they got an old broken one from some neighbors, and then they had to repair it. And at least they had something from that point. So the mother had to work day and night to get the children some food, but it wasn't enough. So at night he always went to my grandfather, to Norbert, and then she said he should go to stealing with her. The places where she worked the day, they had to steal at night so that they could survive. So it was the only way for them. That was really hard. They had to go to the farmer and steal them some potatoes just so that they had anything. 2 years after, the children could all go to school because they were always alone. But the way to school were like 3 kilometers, and they all walked together to school. And that was really hard in winter because they didn't have any good shoes. It was just leather with a sole of wood. And when there was a lot of snow, it was like just stuck on their shoes, and they were like walking on stilts, so they had always to go to a tree and shake it off. So they went to school every day, but they didn't have any food. Without breakfast, they went to school, and without lunch, and they always could like watch the farmer's children while they eat bread and those good stuff, and they hadn't anything, and they were hungry. That was extremely hard for them. I mean, they walked down always on cherry trees and apple trees. It was the school way. But the farmers were like, they couldn't even lift up the things from the ground, because the farmers always put their houses down for the shepherd dogs. And they were like, put them away so that they couldn't steal or take anything from them. So they were always like walking on the side of those trees and see the food and were hungry and they were starving. But they hadn't anything to eat. They like just had soup for weeks or like more months to eat. Their life was extremely bad. That was why they had to flee again. They didn't have a choice. So at night they took the handbag again and just left. No one noticed it. They got on a train and they went to Berlin, which was parted in four sectors at that time because the war was lost. And it was parted in American, Russian, French and English. And they went to the Russian part. And it was like surrounded by this wall. So, and then they went to the American part. And they had like to go on a plane because it was the only way to leave. So when they arrived in Stuttgart, it was 1953. And now they were in Western Germany. And they got to a refugee camp. When they searched for a house or something, a place to live in, and they had to wait 1 year. They lived 1 year in this camp where they had to put up blankets so they had some privacy for them. So that was not a good life. They all lived in one big place all together with so many other families. So Norbert's childhood wasn't really easy, but he still took everything good and was happy later with his life. And at the end, I asked my grandfather if there's something he would like to change or anything. And the thing he said was like, he would like to meet his father. And that really touched me because he told me he never really knew his father. So back in Silesia, he worked there, but then he had to go to the war. And then he was never at home. And he was fighting as a soldier. And then one day he wanted to get back as vacation and want to see his family. And then there was an accident. And he was just sitting there with some friends on a train. And then another train went by and the wood, what was loaded on it, just fell off. And it killed him immediately and the other people who were sitting there. So it's pointed as a work accident. And he said he would really love to meet his father. And he also said he wished he could have given his mother a better life later. Because she gave them so much. And she worked day and night for them so that they could live a life. That really touched me when he said that. So that was my podcast of today. I hope you enjoyed it. That was the story of Norbert Bartnik, my grandfather, in the end of the Second World War. See you next time. Bye.